Hey, everybody. Welcome into our final episode of Vikings Connected for the season. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. I know. I'm
I
sad,
can't believe
too.
It's
this
over.
Went fast.
Yeah. Did I do okay? I mean, it's my first year. You killed Ben Lieber. You brought me in. Am I going to make it through the offseason?
You know what? You're going to live. You're going to live another season.
Well, let's do this last episode, then you can choose.
Okay.
All right.
Well, in the spirit of the final episode, we have the best of the best. So we're going to show you some bloopers from Words with Teammates Extreme.
Yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah.
We also have the best of Vikings Karaoke.
There was a lot to choose from.
And then the Part of My Take guys are back.
They're coming in to play Words with Teammates Extreme themselves because they're teammates. Let's see how well they do. But listen, I know the Vikings loss probably ruined your Christmas a bit. I'm sorry about that. But at least it wasn't as bad as this guy's.
Oh, yes. Merry. Somebody just shot me.
Not on Christmas. Don't shoot Santa, you know? That's bad.
All right, well, it's time to get connected for the final time this year.
Last time. I know.
I'm sad. Well. This is everything you shouldn't have missed in social media, and we're starting with a good one. No better way to close out Christmas than a fat guy touchdown.
So this actually put the Broncos out of the playoffs, and Poe is just a giant of a man with a jump pass and a touchdown, and the Chiefs win. And if you know anything about that rivalry, you know that was a big, big deal in Kansas City. Great
and who
play.
Who doesn't love watching that guy throw a touchdown
pass? Look at the elevation he gets.
Right?
And I felt that here in Minnesota when he landed. I didn't even know the game was happening, and I actually felt the earth shake a little bit.
Hey, it wouldn't be connected without Bills Mafia. They continue to amaze me in stupidity.
And you continue to want to go there and talk to them.
Do.
I'm telling you, if we go there and ask them to do something, they'll do it, and somebody will die, and then we'll get sued.
I really feel like we should go.
Yeah.
We could raise money by selling breakable tables.
Okay. Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Imagine what they would do if they knew
Brilliant.
More than 10 people in a parking lot were actually going to see them. Mac Daddy Santa, I'm uncomfortable.
It's Tiger Woods.
So if you want to comment.
Yes, I would love to comment. First of all, he looks good, if you don't mind me saying, Tiger, number one. Number two, I feel like we're on the cusp of Tiger making his comeback here. Do you guys feel that? Like, it's starting to happen. He's playing a little bit here.
I don't know. I mean, if he wants to do that for his kids in private, but
sure.
Posting.
I should have done that. That's what I should have worn today for the last show. I should have worn that exact
that
outfit. Yeah, yeah.
Kyle Rudolph, his friend hooked him up with these custom Nike cleats for Christmas Eve. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is so cute.
And Kyle, again, props, Kyle, for all you do. But taking those kids to the North Pole to see Santa was wonderful. What a great thing. Saw that story on Christmas Eve. Good job.
Ew.
Yeah.
You said you like
these pants.
I do love these pants. Flash.
Yeah.
He says, just when I thought this flight couldn't get worse, banana all over me. Okay, so a few things.
Yes.
He has a banana on his backside.
Yes, he does.
And
right.
this is on the infamous plane.
The
ride.
Flight. That's exactly
Were you
right.
on that flight?
Luckily, it was my weekend off. It was my birthday this past weekend, so the boss let me stay home. I was not on the flight, and I can't believe my luck because they were on the plane for 7 hours in Green Bay during the storm.
I cannot imagine sitting in a banana and then having to sit in it for that long.
Right. So you want to know what it was like on that plane? Well, this is what it was like trying to get off the plane.
Hey, has this ever happened to an NFL team?
You're right.
Let's go, man! You made it!
All right.
Almost.
All right. Yeah. Well, you're doing well. We've done 4 revolutions.
What could have been off? Everybody should have just
should have used it's a good looking hat for this.
Oh my God, man. Made it.
We've got Vikings Karaoke. We've got the game show. But first, we've got the worst of the worst in charades.
No, come on, man. Oh, the phone, Joe. This Joe, where's the car? Oh, my God.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium, by Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium, and by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected. Aaron Newberg, Chris Hockey for the final time this season. And, you know, this year on Words with Teammates Extreme, we introduced something new.
That's right. So this year we introduced charades to our game show. And throughout the season, you kind of saw the best of the best.
They did good.
We're going to take a look back and show you our bloopers, almost the worst of the worst, when the teams just could not get in sync with each other.
I'm about to get it in like 5 seconds. Easy.
I don't know. It could be a little weird. Could get a little weird in here.
You just got to be able to act out what the word is.
I know, but you're not going to.
Let me go first.
All right.
Sign him.
All right.
Kodak Black. Phone. What is that? Give me a dance move. That's a Kodak popping. Oh, Drake. Six man, six guy. Oh, Sweeter Man. What's this song? Oh, what is it? What Future or is it Drake by itself? Now give me a move. Oh, phone to phone, Joe. This Joe, what is it called? Oh my God, what is this song called? I cannot remember the song. Give me one example. Give me something else.
I'm dead.
Bro.
This stuff.
I can't think of the song. You should have picked a better one. Hotline Bling.
Oh my God, bro.
Hey, why were you Kodak Bob?
I thought he was doing that dance in the song.
No, you should have went like this.
How many times I put out my phone? How many times I put out my phone?
You did.
Six God.
I know it was Drake. But you know what? You were confusing when you started
the Kodak. The bop, huh? I know,
like,
bro.
I know. Kodak? They don't got no Kodak.
They got no Kodak.
It's a movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One word.
Yes.
Okay. Turn up. No. Turn around. Spin around. Get down. Oh, WrestleMania.
No. Come on, man. All right. Twister, man.
I said turn up.
That's not turn up though. Was that not good enough? Like what? Should I have done something else? What, give me a suggestion.
You could have did the. You could. Okay. Twister. Okay. Get there. You could stretch. That's gonna tell me that's Twister. But what the f*** was this?
I'm in the twister. I'm in the twister. That's why I was like, it started small. It's going small to huge. Duh, you got me out here looking crazy.
Yeah, man. You ain't lying. Well, yeah, be laughing.
It's going to be hard. This made me look so stupid, but I got to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Song. Two words. Fancy. Dancing. Two. Second word. Hair. Ponytail. You. Dreads. Song. Okay, it's a song. I know it's a song. You dancing. Hey. You better put a ring on it. Married. Wedding ring. Finger. One.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to do it.
Can we start over?
Yeah, we need to start over.
What the hell?
Do you know where I'm going with it?
I don't know where he's going with this.
You gotta start over because that's
gonna
look so dumb.
You talking about putting a ring on it?
That's the wrong... I don't even know what else to do.
What the hell was this? Like, that tricked me all the way out.
Because that's the second word.
Hair, I said
yeah,
hair.
Like, who has hair?
Everybody got hair. The you talking about?
Dude, oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, let's start over, but he goes first this time.
Okay. What was that?
It was Single Ladies. By Beyonce.
I said you gotta put a ring on it.
I was close.
That's what's the song.
Yeah, but that's not the name of the song.
You put a ring on it.
I know, I could've.
Oh, that was embarrassing, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you go first this time. That didn't even happen. So don't, if you guys put that in there, I'm gonna be pissed.
They gonna put it in there for a joke.
They are gonna put it in there.
They got to, they got to. That was kind of funny.
Coming up, we hit the highest of highs with Vikings karaoke, but next, we hit the lowest of lows with the guys from Pardon My Take as they play Words With Teammates Extreme.
Can we, that should count, right?
Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome back into our final episode of Vikings Connected for the season. This is Chris Hockey, my name's Aaron Newberg. We had some new teammates as part of Vikings Connected this year.
We did actually, the guys from Pardon My Take came in and tried their hand at it, and I'll tell you what, they were horrible.
Exactly what we expected.
What's up guys? I'm Big Cat.
I'm PFT Commenter.
And this is Extreme.
Words With Teammates. Basically, we're going to win. It's just a question of how much we win by.
Yeah.
For round one, we're going to go food because Dan's fat.
Delicious.
We call him Fat Leinart. Look at that mug. Fat Leinart.
No, we're not cheating.
I'm wearing sunglasses. It's pretty bright in here.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Juicy fruit.
No, you got the first word right.
Juicy.
Yeah, and then
Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, got it.
All right, glasses off.
That was good.
That was genius.
This is a lunch meat, and it's a bunch of malarkey.
Tuna fish.
Close. More synthetic than tuna fish.
Crab meat.
Can I tell them what letter it has to start? We got three questions left that we ask everybody. First one.
Pears.
Also close, but it's getting dirt.
Carrots.
It's getting dirt. We'll pass this one. We'll come back to it. Pastries stuffed with frosting. Mm. Hey.
Snickers bar.
You got it. You're rocking the gold. Hey, what are you doing here?
Hey, have a gabagool.
Take the stuffing out of my...
Turkey.
Pass. We'll pass that one. We'll come back to it. Next one. This is diarrhea in a bowl, and it's made in the worst state in America. No offense to
Manhattan clam chowder.
To people.
You all right?
Yeah, I accidentally didn't swallow enough dip. The last one. We like to drink this and then go do activities. I'm lactose intolerant. It turns out.
Water. Gatorade.
No.
Pepsi. A sponsor of Vikings Connected.
That should count, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It was actually milk, but Pepsi, I feel like,
close
is
enough.
Pepsi's healthy.
How many do we get?
All kids out there, make sure to drink your Pepsi to make your bones nice and strong.
How many do we get?
Well, yeah. I mean, you missed one or two, but I feel like we were close enough on those ones where maybe it gave the judges some leeway in the scoring system.
We should also note that Hank, our producer, Hank, created the words, and he basically played to our weaknesses.
I got a question. What is a Juicy Lucy?
Yeah, what is a Juicy Lucy? Nailed that one.
Is that a weird, like, Boston thing that Hank knows about?
Yeah, Hank, what's a Juicy Lucy? Is that a game you play in the pool with your kids? All right, I'm ready for America. We're going with Americana / U.S. Governors. Rhymes with smailgating. Pass. This is what dads wear.
A scowl of discontent knowing that their life is wasted.
Yep. Hank does this on the spit.
He throws up. He throws up a lot.
Nope. Fights.
Gets dumped.
Pass.
Okay.
Louisiana Purchase.
Can we go back to that last one?
The Louisiana Purchase.
Okay, true.
Good one. Hot dogs.
C.
But with a coat on them.
C. The answer is always C.
Pass.
A little tip to the high schoolers out there.
This is when the lawmakers, they make all their...
Clowns.
Clowns
in Congress.
They're voting...
Gridlock.
They make their voting districts... So that they can get like the constituents they want to pass laws.
Salamandering.
Yes.
Got it. Salamandering.
Pepsi.
I feel really good about that, but not as good as I would feel if I was drinking a nice cold.
Can someone
Pepsi
pass
cola.
Us a cold Pepsi, please? Kank, that Pepsi. Thank you.
Is that crystal clear?
Are we in front of the green screen?
This beautiful crystal Pepsi.
I'm so glad they brought the.
I'll do it. Pepsi. So delicious. Pepsi.
I love Crystal Clear Pepsi because it's got more vitamins.
And that's Vikings
Extreme Words with
Words Teammates presented by Pepsi.
You guys ready for charades?
Oh, we're still going. That was an electric ending.
Okay. We'll cut that out. We'll cut out the mistake. So what are the rules of charades? Can you talk?
Oh, here, you take this one. And I'll take this one.
We should start doing more collaborative work together because I feel like we've got a good... Yeah. Instead of just fighting all the time. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend!
You can act like a man! You can act like a man! Don't cry! You can act like a man!
Say hello to my little friend again!
I knew it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. That's actually Godfather 2. Shoot, Sugar Bears. That was Godfather 2.
Say goodnight to the bad guy. You do need somebody like me.
No,
you get pointed at. There goes the bad guy.
Everyone needs a bad guy.
You need the bad guy.
Point at night to the bad guy. Who put this all together? Me. And that was Godfather and Scarface.
Got it.
I think we nailed it. I don't think you slapped me enough.
you take two classic movies, you add them together. Yeah. It's the best. That's. Okay, and that was Godfather and Scarface
this
Part
2. This has been Extreme Words with Teammates.
All year long, the players have serenaded you from the front seat of a Hyundai Santa Fe. Up next, it's the best of the best from Vikings Karaoke.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium. By Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium. And by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL and your Minnesota Vikings.
Hey everybody, it is the final episode of Vikings Connected for the season. This is Chris Hockey, my name's Erin Newberg. It's been a good year, and I have to admit, when I found out you were gonna be our new co-host, I was a little worried. What's Chris gonna bring to the show? And then, Vikings Karaoke. Well, you did a great job.
Thank you. I talked to the people at Hyundai Santa Fe and Pepsi, and they gave me some drinks and a great car. And then when we were down in Mankato, I asked the players, will you do this with me? And they came along and sang and did some great stuff, had a lot of fun. And, you know, I thought, well, for the final show of the season, let's put together a best of compilation of Vikings Karaoke.
Wow. Lucky there.
You got cameras, GoPros everywhere.
So we're gonna drive around and we're gonna sing. You met your singer?
I like to try.
Look at all the way these fans. I can't let them hear my voice.
I can put this on Snapchat?
Sure.
Vikings Karaoke, man.
Karaoke.
Still with the cameras everywhere. I'm gonna get this work in, man.
Yeah.
I actually got to go on stage with Garth Brooks.
No, you did not. Yeah. Did you really?
I got to shoot off one of the guns in his Friends in Low Places.
You know this song?
I've heard this song. That's what I'm talking about.
No. My body.
Tell me yes.
Go, Vikings! Whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. We gotta leave the house to have a good time. We'll bring a good time home to you.
We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody.
She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change it.
That is your nickname. You're the reference.
I didn't know you had that in you, man.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases.
Okay. All you need to know is the chorus. Just say Panda a bunch of times.
Just say Panda?
Yeah.
Oh.
Panda. I got broads in the line.
Hey, we break out the fiddle. Stay up all night.
part two of my confession.
And this by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do.
I'm sure it is.
How you doing, Mike?
And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
And I swear.
Yeah. Hustle like I'm starving, going hard, I gotta eat. I get it out the mug. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Where you guys headed to?
Right there.
And Lot 6?
Yeah.
Well, that's the same area. You can't go in there.
Yeah, that's Cordero Patterson right there, and that's Adam Thielen right there. That's okay.
You're good.
Sister's got a boyfriend. Daddy doesn't lie. Little messed up, but we're all alright. He said, I wanna see you again. But I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can't I call you then? Well, I've been afraid of changing. Build my life around you. Know that I'm a chicken fry. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
We in harmony, man. We got this.
We send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
Come on, y'all, come on, man. We're having a party over here now. Come on now. It's a party. We gonna have the best group, man. Come on now.
Oh, I swear.
Woo!
Thank you. That's like one of my favorites. And I just wanted to share that with you guys.
What a fun year, though.
It was such a fun year.
The election episode, and we should say thanks to the great crew who put this show together.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody, Grant, Mike, Christian, Nate, for sure, everybody else from VEN.
Yeah,
they were fabulous.
Dab.
Thank you did a great job this first time.
Thank you. I'd love to come back next year. Do you think you could have me?
Dab.
Okay, great. Well, you know what? For the last episode, for the final thing, Nick Swartzen, get in here, man. Come on. Let's bring it in. We've been waiting all year long. This is going to be great. Come on in. Can't wait to see it. It's good to look at it. You look fantastic.